Om Shanti. 1st July 2019. Monday. The slogan from today's Murli. Be an instrument and play your part accurately, and you will continue to receive the help of everyone's cooperation. Be an instrument and play your part accurately, and you will continue to receive the help of everyone's cooperation. Every religion teaches to give up ego, but how to give it up? That's a great secret, because all other vices go away, but I am doing remains. This I assumes different forms at different times, and is a great deceiver, because even though other things are gone and only I remains, from the I everything can spring up again. So, management of ego, management of I, management of egoistic nature, management of egotism has always been a difficult task, at least in the field of spirituality. And when God comes on earth, he teaches a novel way of managing this I. In order to counter this I, you have to create another I. And which is that another I? Instrument. Think of yourself as a instrument. Instrument means a means. Instrument means a channel, a medium through which you do something. That is instrument. Instrument itself has nothing. Something is operating, somebody is operating that instrument. It could be musical organ or musical instrument. So Baba says, you are the means, you are the channel, you are the medium, you are the thing through which the work is being done. So you are the instrument soul. And this feeling of being an instrument is so much fundamental in all the Murlis, that unless and until the spirit of instrument rises within us, everything can make us fall down. That's why to be an instrument is the most important thing. Nimit. So here Baba is saying, being an instrument, be an instrument and play your part accurately. So when I know that I am just an instrument, I am just a channel, or I am just the chosen one. If God wanted, he could have chosen a different person, and there were more capable, more able people sitting here. And yet out of those many, he has chosen me. He has selected me. So it is his glory, not my glory. It is his grace, no greatness of mine in that. If there were 1,000 people who could have done this task, he has chosen me. So this is my fortune, that he has chosen me. So instrument means I am the channel, I am the medium, I am the means. Instrument means he is the Karan Karavanhar and I am the Karanhar. These are the words from the Sikh literature Baba has used. Probably no other religion in the world has spoken about such thing. The feeling of instrument, even in the Hindu religion, it doesn't come so much as it comes in the Sikh literature. these two words, that he is the one who is the doer and we are the one through whom he is doing. So the glory goes to him, not to the channel. So he is the doer, we are just through which he is doing us. And the third analogy is puppeteer and puppet. He is the puppeteer and we are the puppets. This is the play, this is the leela, this is the game, this is the drama which is going on. And all the strings are in his hands. And here the puppets are dancing and playing and singing and doing whatever parts they have. So to have that feeling that I am just a small puppet, it doesn't mean that I become weak, but it induces a feeling of humbleness, humility, an obtrusiveness. So we are the puppets in his hand. Other thing is like, that's more in the path of bhakti, that everything is happening because of his desire. It is he who is making things happen. The whole world is a play, and he has created this play for enjoyment. So everything is happening because of his desire. So that's why, if it is his desire, I have no complaints. For example, in the Mahabharata, after the battle of Mahabharata, it is shown that Kunti, the mother of Pandavas, she is crying relentlessly, helplessly, unendingly, because nobody has survived except the five Pandavas. Everybody, almost everybody has gone. So it's shown that Shri Krishna comes to her and he sees her pitiable stage and he asks her what has happened, and she says, what is the use of this battle, this great war? Everybody is everything is destroyed. All the seniors, all the elders, all the juniors, all our children, everybody has gone, everybody is dead. What is the use of such victory? So Shri Krishna says, if you want, I will make everyone alive again. If you want, I will make everyone alive again. So she says, now don't do it. If you have the power to make everyone alive again, it means everything has happened because of your will. It is you who willed it. That's why, don't do that now. So in the path of devotion, they say that everything is happening because of his will, his power. Thy will shall be done, Bible says. It is thy will. How can I say against it? Thy will shall be done. It is he who has created the world. Hoi soi jo Ram rachi rakha. It is he who is doing everything. So I bow down in front of his will. So this also induces a spirit of humility. So when you sing, you are the instrument. Again, one more. It's like some of the seniors give the example. This is the water tank and these are the tap. So God is the water tank. He is the tank. And who are we? Taps. So taps cannot become proud that we are creating, producing, throwing out water. We are not the resource. The resource is here. It's a God who is the tank. It's a God who is the reservoir from whom the things are flowing. The mercy flows from above. The grace flows from above. It's a divine providence which is providing for everyone. What greatness is in me? Nothing. It is his power that flows through me. It is his word that flows through these lips. Otherwise, we were useless. And one more thing in instrument. If suppose he goes out of our lives, what will happen? It's again shown in Mahabharata that after the battle of Mahabharata and after many years, suddenly things have changed. It's shown that Arjuna is defeated by those tribals. It's shown that when Yudhishthira is walking in his kingdom, dogs are barking and there are locks on the doors. And everything is changed. He doesn't understand what's all this is happening. And then the messenger comes and tells that Shri Krishna is gone. Is dead. So it was only and only when he was, God was with Pandavas, that they were flourishing. The kingdom was mushrooming. But the moment God is gone, they fell down. So, just imagine, if God goes out of our lives, what will happen? We will not be able to survive. Or the glory, or the success that we are enjoying. The moment he is gone, everything will be gone. So it's only and only when he is there, things are there. When he is not there, nothing is there. So, in him is everything. There is one English poet, Emily Bronte. She writes, Emily Dickinson. She writes in one of her poetries to God, though earth and moon were gone, and suns and universe ceased to be, and thou wert left alone, every existence would exist in thee. O God, when everything is gone, the world is gone, the universe is gone, the suns, moons, stars, everything is gone, and you are the only one who is left alone, every existence would exist in thee. Still, everything will exist in you, because you are the be-all and the end-all of this world. You are the Alpha and the Omega of this world. Aham Adishya Madhyashya. I am the beginning, the middle and the end of this world. O Arjuna, I am everything. In me is everything. So, be instrument. An instrument, six things are necessary. The first, egolessness, or instrument can induce these three things, or these things are necessary for becoming instrument. Instrument means egoless, for what I am proud of. The turn of fortune, in 1 second everything is gone, in 1 second everything will come back. In English there is a saying, it is the God who makes you move from day till night. There's a day, there's a morning, and there is an afternoon, and there is an evening, and there is night. He makes you move from night to morning, and then morning to evening. If he can make you do that, then he will also make you move from insult to praise one day. He will also make you move from defamation to glory one day. He can also make you move from defeat to victory. If he can do that, he can do this also. Your abysmal defeat can turn into greatest triumph. So instrument means who is egoless. Second, instrument means who is trusty. Trusty means he's like the bank manager who keeps on counting notes whole day. But he knows that these are not mine, because he's going to get his salary at the end of the month. So money come and money go. So many money is coming in the bank. Is the bank manager getting happy that today many people have come and deposited money in? No, there is no question of happiness, because they know that within some time another man will come and he will withdraw 2 lakhs. So there is no sense of happiness, or there is no sense of sorrow. Somebody's, because he knows that we are just the instruments. So we are like those bank managers. Money is coming and money is going. So let it come and let it go. And we are unaffected. So instrument means who is a trustee. The maximum work on this philosophy of trusteeship is done by, in India. In India. Who spoke about trusteeship? Even before God entered, who who is one person, Mahatma Gandhi. Trusty, this word has come many times in his literature. When he was traveling once in train, and he happened to read one book, Unto This Last by Ruskin Bond, there was cataclysmic change in his life, and the principle of Ahimsa was born, and the principle of trusteeship he understood. Trustee means nothing is mine, everything is God's. So if you read his literature, you will find this word coming time and again. Third, instrument means ownership free. We are not the owner. I am not the owner. While talking with teachers, Baba said, don't say these are my students, this is my center. I am not the owner. Owner is somebody else. Owner is the higher power. So he is the owner. So instrument means there is no ownership. Otherwise we always say, these are my children, this is my mother, this is my this, this is my this. Nothing is mine. That which I call mine today will not become, remain mine tomorrow. Yes? Achha. So, whenever there is a mine, it creates attachment. And wherever there is attachment, there is sorrow. Fourth, instrument means surrender. Instrument means surrender. This is the life of surrender. This is the life of total submission. There is no my will and your will. In Quran, they have given the definition of Muslim. Muslim is somebody who surrenders his will unto Allah. That is the definition of a Muslim. Muslim means one who has surrendered his will in front of God. That is the definition. Muslim mean doesn't mean to wear the skull cap or particular clothes. It has clear cut mentioned. One who has surrendered his will unto Allah, that is, he is Muslim. Otherwise, he is kafir. That is kufr. Surrender. Instrument means humble, humility. First we said egoless. Ego means absence of I. Humility means namrata. Where the person is humble in nature, there is no air around. Absolute humility is what one makes instrument. Or when one is instrument, one becomes humble. So humility is a great virtue. In Bible there is a comparison of humility and purity. Which is greater? There is one statement by Jesus where Jesus says, blessed are the pure in heart, for theirs is the kingdom of God. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Those who are pure, they will go to the kingdom of heaven. But there is another statement, blessed are the humble in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of earth. Now and here and now they are kings. Those who are humble. Those who are pure, they will enter the kingdom of heaven. That's different. But blessed are the humble in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of earth. And the last thing, sixth, attachment free. Instrument means attachment free. Today you are here, tomorrow you are at some other place. There's no attachment to any place. There was one sadhu, a sage, who stayed in Himalaya. Then he made one his cave. He stayed there for 23 years and he came up, and then he started moving across and delivering speeches. And then he took one of the spiritual leaders from India. She is existing now, you might have heard, Anandamurti Ma. So she accompanied him and he said, I will show you the cave where I lived. So that Anandamurti Ma went with him to that cave and he said, this was the cave where I meditated for 23 years. And she said, who stays there? He says, now I don't know. Somebody else must be living. So she said, you don't feel any attachment to this cave? He says, no, this was never mine. So long I was meditating, it was mine. Now it's no more mine. So she said, look at the freedom from attachment to this man. Otherwise people get attached to their ashrams, to their centers, to the places, their rooms, not just rooms, to the bed sheets. Their attachment is to everything, to the curtains, to spoon, one spoon, one pen. It's my pen. How you took my pen? If I see my pen in somebody else's hand, immediately I decide, oh, this is my pen. So this is so deeply inveterated in the consciousness, in the subconscious mind, I and mine. To root it out is not an easy job. It's a great internal tapasya. So these are the six things needed for becoming an instrument. Or when you become instrument, these things will happen. First, you become egoless. Then you become trustee. And then you become ownership free. And then a sense of surrender, a real sense of surrender. Surrender is such a high stage in spirituality. I wonder, except few souls who are really living the life of a surrendered soul. The highest form of surrender is the surrender of thoughts. Nothing is mine. Whatever he decides, that is the final. It has less to do with any dress or any badge. It has less to do with any place or any celebrations. Surrender is the name of stage, not celebration, not any function, not any event, not any place, not any badge, not any dress. It has nothing to do with all those things. It's an internal stage of the soul, and it's a very hidden stage. It has nothing to do with external exhibition and show-offs. Humility, humble, and last, attachment free. So today's slogan, be an instrument and play your part accurately. In fact, when you are instrument, then only you can play your part accurately. And you will continue to receive the help of everyone's cooperation. When everybody sees you like that, then only they cooperate. Because the one who is egoistic, people fear to approach that person. When you see there is a lot of egoism or ownership for everything. I am the boss, I am the in charge, I am the head. This is my department, how dare you come here? Who told you to do this? Whom did you ask before doing? Did you ask me? People run away and cooperation is not given. So Baba said, you continue to receive cooperation of everyone's help. So that is to become nimit, instrument. Om Shanti.